Coming very soon to Harrogate is a show that will bring five world-class illusionists into one place in Harrogate. It's going to feel like magic is in the air on Saturday, the 1st of April, when the Champions of Magic rolls into town. I'm delighted to say that joining me on the phone is one of those Champions of Magic. It's Alex McAleer, mind reader extraordinaire. Thanks for joining me, Alex.
Hello, thanks for having me.
So, Alex, tell us a bit about the show then. Champions of Magic brings together five brilliant illusionists. Who are those five? Who joined you on the tour?
So there is myself. I bring the sort of the mind reading element, the sort of mentalism, psychological magic part of the show. And we also have a chap called Edward Hilsom. He's a young guy. He does the classical style conjuring, you know, dumps from nowhere and balls of fairy, all sorts of stuff. But he does it in a contemporary way because he's a young guy, early 20s. We also have Faye Presto, who is the undisputed queen of close up magic. She's been working for well over 30 years. And the list of incredibly famous people she's done the parties for, doing close-up magic, is insane. And we have our grand illusionists, who are Young and Strange. They close the show with their big illusions and the big spectacular pyrotechnics and all that sort of stuff.
And a lot of you've pretty much all appeared on TV, haven't you? I know that Young and Strange were on the Magicians on ITV, weren't they? And you've been on Good Morning Britain.
Yes. Gosh, that was early in the morning, yes, I remember that, yeah.
I bet it was. Does it make a difference to your mind-reading skills to what time of day it is? Do they need to warm up?
It can do, just because, yeah, it's more sort of like, you know, if you're just tired, you kind of lose concentration quite quickly.
Yes.
And the thing about performing is you really need that concentration. That's why sometimes the sort of butterflies in your tummy or the nerves about performing help, because it suddenly gets you really kind of geared up to concentrate.
Makes you focus.
Do what you need to do. Yes, exactly.
Absolutely. So tell us a bit about your mind reading then. What can you do?
Well, it's mind reading in the sense that it's not psychic or anything like that. I think most people these days realise that it's not really psychic. It's more the sort of psychological end of it, where I don't really explain how I'm doing it, but if you watch closely enough, you'll see that somehow I'm reading people. In fact, a line I say on stage is that I don't read palms, I talk to the dead, I read people when I talk to the living. And so what I do in the show is I get some random members of the audience up, and I have this little toy chimpanzee, which I call the Chimpian of Magic.
Brilliant.
Because I love a pun. And
who doesn't?
Throw him out, and I get a couple of people up at random, so people know I'm not, you know, using actors or studios or anything like that. And I just tell them a few things about themselves. So I kind of set up a challenge of one guy will think of a word or a name, and another one will think of, you know, the name of a best friend at school or a first kiss or something. And the initial challenge is for me to just try and reveal that information. And then we sort of play with that skill that I have. So I show them why you should never take cards with a mind reader. And that involves me using my memory techniques and all sorts of stuff. And it progresses from there. And then I get another set, the second half, which I can't talk too much about. But it's one of the biggest stunts I've heard about. It's one of my favorite things to do in the show. Because it involves everyone in the room. And then it's all about just one person. And that person has a slightly freaky little experience.
Oh my word. So somebody in the audience gets a really special night then?
Absolutely. Well, everyone in the audience gets a special
night. Well, yes, of course.
For my part, someone gets to be the star of my second half. My little bit of the second half.
Fantastic. Well, yeah, we don't want to give too much away, but it sounds like it's going to be an absolutely thrilling show. Do you need to do it in person, or is there anything you can do down the phone?
Well, that's the thing. I do need to do it in person, I'm afraid. Because I need to be able to see you and interact with you properly. So over the phone, it's just get wrong.
you can't see what I'm thinking. You can't read my mind if my mind is so far away. It's going to be a great night. There's lots of great things going on. How long is it? You've got five lots of people to get through. It sounds like you could all fill an amazing show each yourselves. Is it a couple of hours of entertainment?
It is, yeah. It's at least sort of 2 hours or so with an interval in between. But we all get a good chunk of time on stage. It's not like you'll come out and do sort of, you know, 2 minutes and then disappear again.
Yeah.
You'll get a good set. You'll get to know us and see what we do.
Now, it's a big tour, isn't it? Because this is one of many dates that you're doing. How is it being on tour? How is it going around the whole country doing performances like this? Do you find there's differences when you read minds between the mind of, say, a Yorkshireman and the mind of, say, someone in Cornwall?
Well, it can be. It can be a little bit different. In the same way that sort of audiences can be different in different areas of the country,
yep,
and even different times of day, and also because part of the tour isn't happening over the Easter holidays and some isn't, so that changes the dynamic. We have a real family-friendly show, so you get, you know, very young kids all the way up to their, you know, their grandparents, mm-hmm, and everything in between. But yeah, you do kind of get a difference. Nothing surprised me yet, because I have been sort of in various countries all over the world with various minds, and people are all the same really deep down. So that's I still get away with it.
Deep in their minds, they all work in roughly the same way, whether they're...
Exactly.
That's much to the disgust of a Yorkshire person thinking about someone from Lancashire, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be an absolutely brilliant night. So it's on at the Royal Hall in Harrogate on the 1st of April. You can find out all the details on our website, which of course is strayfm.com, and we look forward to welcoming you to Harrogate. There's a couple of things that you should do while you're here. Number one is go to Betty's and get yourself a Fat Rascal. If you've been to Harrogate and not had a Fat Rascal, then you need to sort that out.
What's a Fat Rascal?
It's like a scone or a scone. But it's a bit bigger and a bit more ingredients, and it's a Harrogate tradition and a Betty's treat. Betty's is a wonderful local tea room. If you've never heard of Betty's, it's worth it.
I've heard of Betty's, yeah.
Good.
We'll have a little trip down.
And then if you're looking for somewhere to go after, I've heard the Viper Rooms is very good. Just go for a night out afterwards. You can have a great time. Fantastic as well that you're here on the 1st of April, April Fool's Day, because it sounds like a few people might get fooled in this show.
True, and also we get to play pranks with each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Alex, thank you so much for joining us on Stray FM, and we look forward to welcoming you to Harrogate on the 1st of April.
Oh, good. Please do.